because he sees as he's getting on this earth and he's going through and he's touching people and he's healing people and all that. The people are just instantly, boom, the prayers have been answered. And that is neat because we have Jesus Christ is there at that moment and, Jesus is there at that moment, and, you know, the prayers are being answered at that moment. But how many of you have found out that a lot of times when we go to pray, our prayers don't get answered right away? All right. You know, it'd be nice if they did, but for the most part, prayers don't get answered right away. We've had a few things where we have, you know, prayed and time is of the essence, like Terry and I have passed a really bad accident and we're, you know, praying for the people there and we're just trusting God that, that His deliverance and His mercy and all that were all poured out in that moment. But Jesus understood that when we're praying and we're praying to God, that God hears us when we pray. Bob, thank you. That God does hear us when we pray, but there's a little bit of a change there in because God is in heaven. What time is it there right now in heaven? There's no time. I mean, are they like 11 and a half hours after us or 11 and a half days after us? I mean, what's the, you know, what is the time difference between now and in heaven? And it's different because it doesn't exist. Time does not exist in heaven. Heaven exists outside the sphere of time. God had to create time before He could create the universe. Alright, and it's a big thing called the time-space continuum. If He created space but not time, when would He put creation? If He created time without space, where would He have put creation? Okay, and so it's a kind of the scientists have called it a time-space continuum, which works out great because God created it, now He's got a place to put stuff. Alright? Like the whole creation. But it still exists, that creation still exists within that sphere of time, which is something that heaven doesn't have. And so and prayer is so neat because you see, we are praying outside of our universe. When we are praying, we are actually here in this, here's time, here's space, we're in there somewhere, that's the whole universe in there, and yet when we pray out, our prayers transcend all that and go to heaven's throne. Heaven's throne is not within time and space. Alright? It's separate from it. And so when we pray, we know, okay, at this point in time, this prayer left my lips, alright? When did Jesus receive it? Jesus received that prayer immediately, right? Okay, when is that? It's right now here, but it's right now here, right now there. And then should he linger for a half hour before he answers the prayer? Here comes the prayer answer back from the place where time doesn't exist into our little sphere of time, and there's the answer. Well, did that take a half hour, or did it take 20 years? And so what we need to understand is that God is not ignoring us. God hears our prayers. He tells us in His Word, that's how I know it. If he says it in his word, it's true. If it's not, that makes Jesus a liar, and our salvation is without hope. All right? But God is true. The word of God is true. He hears our prayers, but we need to understand that his answer comes on a whole different level. He is not only going to answer our little prayer, but chances are he's going to answer 1,000 other prayers just like it or involved in that in some way. Amen? And so, yes, I'm not saying that he doesn't understand that we are at death's door right now and we need an answer right now, that he is not saying, well, I wish I could help you out, but I don't exist in time. That's not how it is. What I'm saying is that God hears our prayers. He always hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. And sometimes we think that it's too long, but we have to have faith knowing I've taken it to the Lord. That's all that matters. And so this whole story is, while you have taken it to the Lord, you whatever that need is, what do you do with it then? Do you just say, pass the potatoes, and that's it? We don't worry about it anymore. The potatoes come, the potatoes don't come. We don't worry about it anymore. Or is it, you know, pass the potatoes, and the potatoes haven't gotten there, and so pass the potatoes, and we're going to sit at the dining room table saying, pass the potatoes, until the potatoes come. I'm making a reference that Jimmy Swaggart made as a child at his grandmother's Thanksgiving table. And, you know, you've got all the adults around the table, you know, 20-something people all sitting around the big old table in the country farmhouse, and little tiny Jimmy Swaggart saying, can I have the potatoes, please? And, you know, and nothing is happening. And so finally God shows him a little neat little lesson from it, and the potatoes make it his way. But whatever the potatoes are that we're asking for God, you know, of course not asking God for mashed potatoes, but whatever that need is, that want is in our life that we're taking to him, all right, what do we do while we're waiting? That's what this whole message is about. And Jesus said, you know what? It doesn't hurt to remind God every once in a while. And not that God is going to forget, but it keeps us in that attitude of he is the Lord, we are the servant. He is the master, we are the servant. We don't tell him what needs to be done, when, and how. All right? That's up for him to do. But when it doesn't happen the way, the answer doesn't come, or doesn't come the way we expect it, then Jesus is saying, then we pray again. Don't lose faith over the thing. If it didn't happen, then ask again. And there have been things that I know Sister Terry has been claiming for decades. And sometimes we get a little glimpse, a little glimmer of hope out there. And sometimes not. But the fact is that she still has the faith to know that here's my request, I've made it be known to God, and now I'm expecting his reply to my request. Don't give up on God. Some people say, I asked one time, if he got the message, good. If he didn't, well, that's his problem. Okay. Well, okay. Believe me, he got the message. Okay. But he has decided not to answer it in the way that you're asking for it. What are you going to do? Are you going to pout and have a pity party and saying, I made my request known to God. Now he needs to go ahead and answer my request. Yeah, Perry says, now! need that answer now, God. We needed it 15 minutes ago. This is important stuff. Yeah, like he doesn't know. All right? And so, during this time, then Jesus is teaching his disciples, keep on asking. Keep on asking. It's just like you've got this judge. He is not impressed by wealth, by riches, by anything. He doesn't even, believe in God. He just has this position as a judge. And here's this little old lady. She's got some lawsuit going. Her neighbor has stolen her chicken or something like that. And so she has filed a case in his court, and he refuses to hear the case. And Jesus said, now, if she goes and she knocks on that boy's door at, let's say dinner time, said, when are you going to hear my case? And he slams the door, and then she comes back around, bedtime, knocks on his door. And he answers the door, when are you going to hear my case? And he slams the door, and she comes back 6 a.m, when are you going to hear my case? Jesus said, it doesn't matter if that guy fears God or man or not or nothing. It doesn't matter. You're going to get him so upset with the bothering and all that, he's just going to go ahead and answer your prayer. Okay? So, not that our prayers irritate God. This is just the example that Jesus was using. But the important part of this whole message was, at the end, and yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And people have used that to mean a plethora of different things, but it, in an application to its immediate context, Jesus is saying, how many people have asked for something, and they haven't received it, and so they have just lost faith over it. They've stopped asking, because it doesn't appear as though God cares. It doesn't appear as though God hears their prayer. It doesn't appear as though God answers their prayer. And so, just based on their own bitterness or their own sadness, whatever, they have just given up. Jesus said they have given up faith. By our continuance to ask is a reinforcement to God of our faith. Okay? Hey, God, it's me. Remember me from last week, how I asked for this? It's 22 minutes after 11, and I still haven't gotten it yet. Okay? What is that doing? Is that irritating God? Actually, he's probably getting a big kick out of it. Look at that. Somebody read the Bible and they're actually doing it. Okay. When did this start happening? All right. But what that's doing is that is encouraging our faith. Because Father God, I know we don't live in the same place. We're confined by time. My time is limited to these 70, 80 years, however long it may be on this earth. You're not limited by time at all. It doesn't exist out there. So a day is as a 1,000 years, 1,000 years is as a day, whatever. I don't know where I fit in with all that, but I'm back asking for this because this is important to me. And that's going to encourage your faith. And so don't be afraid to, send an addendum up every once in a while. Father, not to be a pest, but this hasn't happened yet. I've got this son. I've got this daughter. I've got this loved one that's not living for you. And I've asked you about it, and they're still not living for you. God, I hate for their lives to get in a way that there's nothing that can be done, but, I'm knocking on your door again. That builds faith. All right? So so that when the Son of Man does come, is he going to find faith? Is he going to say, is he going to find us saying, Jesus is here? Well, I guess we don't have to worry about those prayer requests, do we? Yeah, time has kind of run out on those prayer requests. All right, praise God. All right, that means he's just gotten through answering them, or he's in the process of answering those prayers, whatever. But when he comes, is he going to find a bunch of bitter old Christians sitting around saying, well, I asked, I trusted God for something really important 20 years ago, and I really trusted him for it, and it didn't happen. And he didn't have enough kindness in his heart or whatever to answer my prayers, so I just stopped having faith in God. We're not the Lord and Master. We don't get to make the rules. We're part of his family. We're part of his kingdom. And he is saying, when those answers don't come as anticipated, then don't be afraid to ask again. Because each time you ask, that's going to build your faith just a little bit more. Amen? Well, Father God, thank you so much for this day.